going to talk about today?
Well, if you look at the foundations of our country, if you remember what Woodrow Wilson rightly said, one of the reasons that I do high school assembly stand is the fact, again, that they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And if they don't know where they're coming from, well, they don't know where they're going. And it was Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, who rightly said, we are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about. He said America was born a Christian nation. American was born to exemplify the devotion to the element of righteousness which we are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. And if we just look at that quote alone, or we can even go back to some of our forefathers during the Revolution, where George Washington rightly said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, we can clearly see something's missing from the equation in our educational scheme today. So therefore, if you go back over to Benjamin Rush, again, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, he said, the only foundation for a useful education in a republic, which we are, friends, a constitutional republic, he said it's to be laid in religion, which is under the umbrella of the Christian religion. And he said, without this, there can be no virtue, and without the virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all republican governments. And for the most part, what you're seeing today is the constitutional scholar, the self-proclaimed constitutional scholar, which we see in the White House today, has been inundating the American young people, namely the college students, with the fact that we're a democracy, when in fact, if they were to read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, you could clearly see that we have been given a republican form of government. And what they're doing today, Stan, is they're teaching kids, instead of our foundations. As a matter of fact, if I could start with this, we had something called the English Primer. And the way that they used to educate our children during the foundations of our country is they would teach them the alphabets, and this is how they would do it, Stan. For example, they would give the letter A, and then they would equate it to, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. B, heaven defined, the Bible mind. We'd go to C, Christ crucified, for sinners died. D, the deluge crowned the earth around. E, Elijah hid by ravens fed. So we can clearly see that they're teaching our children Scripture, of course. Andrew Jackson is the man that said, and President of the United States, number 7, as a matter of fact, that said that our republic rests upon the Bible. And so, again, we continue on with the alphabet in the English Primer that was taught to our children in public schools. F, the judgment made Felix afraid. G, as runs the glass, our life doth pass. H, my book and my heart must never part. J, Job feels the rod, yet blesses God. K, proud Korah's troop was swallowed up. L, Lot fled to Zoar, saw a fiery shower on Sodom pour. M, Moses was whose Israel's host led through the sea. N, Noah did view the old world and new. O, young Obadiah, David, Josiah, all were pious. P, Peter denied his Lord and cried. Q, Queen Esther sues and saves the Jews. R, young pious Ruth left all for truth. S, young Sam Deer, the Lord did fear. T, young Timothy learnt sin to fly. V, Vashti for pride was set aside. W, whales in the sea, God's voice obey. X, Xerxes did die and so must I. Y, while youth do cheer, death may be near. And Z, Zacchaeus, he did climb the tree, our Lord did see. And what we see in parallel to that, in direct contradiction, is what they're teaching our students today through something called International Baccalaureate, which is a global educational scheme, which was contrived in 1968 out of Sweden. And instead of teaching them principles derived from scriptures, now they're teaching the kids in public schools earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world governments, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception and reproductive health. In other words, a legalized version of some form of legalized abortion. How that works, I have no idea. Debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the gay rights agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms, and number 11 is setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. And when we begin to take a look at what's going on in our country today, as I said during my intro, I've done over 342 high schools, reaching out into a generation that's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. The sad part about all of this, Stan, is the fact that 86% of those that send their kids into the public school setting are Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. And how that works, it's a great hypocrisy as to what's taking in place in our country. And one more point, too. William Bennett, the Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, rightly said, in essence, the longer kids stay in public schools, the longer students stay in public schools, he said, the stupider they get, the dumber they get. They're purposely being dummied down through No Child Left Behind, which is only to level the playing field, shooting for the floor rather than the stars. And now something called a more progressive version of No Child Left Behind, No Child Left Unindoctrinated, is what it should rightly be called, is something called Common Core, which within itself, to try to explain it, is nothing but pure confusion. And when we read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, we can clearly see that government has no business in the educational scheme whatsoever. And what's the fruit of what William Bennett rightly said? Well, 700,000 students in this country every year, Stan, cannot even read their own graduation diploma. So here we are.
And, of course, it did not happen by accident. And they're intentionally destroying the religious foundation of this country and lying to the children, telling them over a democracy. If you read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, certainly the constitutions of every one of our individual states, every one of them says we are a republic, and the only mention of the word democracy is to decry it. Because in a democracy, people will always vote for the man who promises to give them the vote. And then eventually, why, because people run for office, they'll give the people everything, the country goes bankrupt, and destroyed, and that.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Walker Manufacturing Company reminds drivers school is almost in season again. Remember, children are not always mindful of traffic hazards. It is up to you, the driver, to watch out for children, especially when entering school zones and playground areas. Always watch for the crossing guard's instructions. That's Walker Manufacturing Company at 5925th East Harmony in Fort Collins. In the business world, there are certain companies that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614. That's 970-221-5614.
Well, Dr. Stan and Bradley Dean is simply talking about what they're doing to our children in the school. And ladies and gentlemen, if you love your children, get them out of school. Basically, if you don't know anything about the Robinson Homeschool Program, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But if you love your children, don't put them in government schools, because it'll destroy their belief in God and family and country. And that is the purpose of education today, not to educate them, but to destroy their belief in God and in family and country. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Well, what's interesting, too, right before the break, we were talking, Stan, about how they're teaching the kids that we're a democracy. Now, it's interesting, all the way from the time of George Bush Sr. to Bill Clinton to George Jr., up to Barack Hussein Obama, they have been inundating the American people with the fact that we are a democracy when, in fact, we are not. Oftentimes when doing high school assemblies, I'll simply ask the students, are we a democracy or have we been given a Republican form of government? And without fail, I would say 70 to 75% of the class believes that we are a democracy. And what I'll do is I'll begin to laugh a little bit and I'll say, we're a democracy? When did we become a democracy? Then I'll ask them a question, Stan. Do you guys say the Pledge of Allegiance here in your school? And they'll say, yeah. I'll say, well, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it falls, I'm sorry, for which it stands, one nation under a dictatorship, no, I'm sorry, under God, indivisible, undividable, with liberty and justice for all. And we need to keep in mind that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not outside of the boundaries of the republic that we have been given. But if you believe that we are a democracy, I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want and to the democracy for which it falls, one nation under a dictatorship with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. And then what I'll do, Stan, is I'll bring them to the foundations. I'll bring them back to the signers and those that actually created our documents, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States. And for example, I'll bring them over to Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment. And he said, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. He said, these will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. He goes on, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness. In other words, excessive license to do whatever you want, which the ambitious call an ignorant belief to be liberty. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. If you go over to the fourth president of the United States, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, known as, of course, he said democracy is the most vile form of government. But what I ask my friends and my listeners is, who's the last president to actually acknowledge that we were and are a republic? Well, President Ronald Reagan, without fail, someone will say it. I'll say, you're exactly right. Then we can go back over to another one of our presidents, second president of the United States, John Adams. He said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. Then I bring him over to Thomas Jefferson, who said, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. And so then I'll begin to explain to the young people, what's the difference between a democracy and a republic? A democracy is based off of what the people want. A republic is based off of principle. And again, keep in mind what Andrew Jackson rightly said. He said, our republic rests upon the Bible, the rock of the Bible. And then if you take time, because you're so thankful for what the veterans fought, bled, and died to ratify with their blood to give us freedom, my friends, in the natural, we can go to the Constitution where it says in Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. And you know what I do, Stan, is I really want the students to understand more than anything that I'm not there to magnify the problems. I'm there to magnify the answers, because the students of today, the younger generation, has no business taking on the burdens of the older generation. But yet again, what are they dealing with? I'll begin to ask the students in classrooms and in the assembly program. I'll ask them, so how many of you know your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, or your Declaration of Independence? And they'll start to laugh at me, Stan. And I'll say to them, well, what's so funny about that? If you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. And then the second thing I'll ask them is, now let me ask you guys something, a personal question, if you don't mind me. How many of your uncles, your aunts, your moms, your dads, your grandpas, your grandmas, your cousins perhaps, maybe even your brothers and sisters, actually served in foreign war to ratify the Constitution that you don't even know with their fight, their blood, and their tears? All of a sudden, for the next 2.5 hours, I have their undivided attention, Stan. I can drop a pin on the floor for 2.5 hours because nobody has ever showed them the price of their freedoms. Because we know that freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not do what we want to do. And then I'll ask them the question, so if you don't know what they fought, bled, and died to give you, then what is so funny about the fact that you don't know it? During the end of my assembly program, I'll go through a plethora of topics. I'll show them the price paid for their freedoms. And then what I'll do is I'll bring them over to World War I, 116,516 men fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that you don't even know and you think it's funny. And then I'll tell them World War II was 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that you thought was funny because overall, I mean, for the most part, you said you didn't know it. And then I'll bring them over to Korea, where my dad was picking up body parts, and there was 35,516 men that actually fought, bled, and died in Korea. And then I'll bring them to Vietnam, where my cousin was killed, where there was 58,151 men that actually fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. And then what I'll bring them over to Iraq and Afghanistan and 8,000 and counting in the present. And I'll say to them, now, guys, again, let me be honest with you. You guys thought it was funny that you didn't know the price paid for your freedoms, because therefore, if you did, you would have knew your rights, but you didn't know them. And I'll tell them a story about when I walked into a restaurant in Guthrie, Iowa, after I did a high school assembly. And there was a man there that he was in his older years. He was probably 70, 75 years old. And I knew right away, I had a gut feeling, Stan, that he was a World War II veteran. And I asked him, I said, sir, can I ask you a couple questions? And he said, sure. I said, were you in World War II? And he said, I was. And he called me son. And I thought that was pretty cool. And I said, can I sit down? And he said, sure, you can. I said, can you convey to me what took place over in World War II so I can do my best to bear that witness over to the next generation? And he said, sure. And he told me, Stan, that when he got over into Germany, he said there was a company of 50. He said he left in some little mortar tank, and he said when they left that company of 50, they got hit with a mortar, and it killed all three of his friends right in front of them. And then what I'll do is he went on and he told me about when he came back to the company of 50, he said they were all gone too. And then I'll tell the students as well as one time I was in Missouri, I went into a Ponderosa, and while I was in that Ponderosa, I seen a guy with a Tank II hat on. I knew he was a World War II veteran right away. And I walked up to him, I kneeled down because I wanted to show him respect. And I put my hand in his hand and I told him thank you very much for the price that he paid, him and his buddies, to give us the freedom that we have today. And all of a sudden when I got up and walked away, his wife came over to the singer of the band and she had said, do you realize that since 1944 nobody has one time ever told my husband thank you for his service to our country? And I told him I wanted him to understand my thank you was in my actions, not in my words. And there was another story where I'd actually seen a Vietnam veteran, and he was up in a bank, and I drove up to him, and I rolled down the window, and I always take time to tell the veterans thank you, Stan. And I rolled down the window, and he rolled down his window, and it was a black dude, and I looked over at him, and I said, I see you have Vietnam plates on your license. And he said, yes, sir. And he goes, what can I do for you? I said, sir, I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for what you did for me and my country. I said, because I realized that Vietnam was not your fault. It was Congress's fault, and it was the American people's fault for allowing the war to take place in the first place. And I told him, I said, if I'd have been back in the 70s, because I'm not an old man yet, I'm catching up to wisdom. I told him, I said, if I'd have been around, I'd have guaranteed him that in Minneapolis area, they would not have been protesting the Vietnam veterans coming back into America, calling them baby killers. And what I failed to tell you is the fact that every time I tell veterans thank you for their service to our country, their eyes water up. Because they want someone to understand what they went through to give us the freedoms that we have. And then what I'll tell the students, that I'll say to them, I'll say, so, you know, that guy at Guthrie, remember I told you he got, all three of his buddies got blown up right in front of him, and he came back to the company of 50, and they were all gone too? I said, what this man did is he put his hand over his mouth, and he started to quiver. And he looked at me, and he said, Bradley, you just got to put it out of your mind. And I'll tell the students in our high schools, our students, our children, not the government's. I will tell them, he put his hand over his mouth as he began to quiver. He looked at me and he said, Bradley, you've just got to put it out of your mind. And I just want everybody to understand that is hearing me right now, there is nothing, there is no way you will ever get me to take that out of mind or out of sight. That is the reason I stand. That is the reason I fight. And I ain't moving. And if the American people in this country would understand that we can go to Arlington Cemetery right now, we can go to any veteran memorial anywhere in this country, and we need to realize that it hit home. They said during World War II that there was a household that did not feel lost, Stan. And yet the American people are standing down in the face of a small, small minority in a criminal administration in the White House right now, allowing him to desecrate, allowing his administration to desecrate the price paid for our freedoms. this administration and those that send their kids into public school need to understand that our representatives derive their powers, their just powers, from the consent of we, the people, not they, the government. And by the way, government is an extension of what we allow them to be. And once the American people, namely the younger generation, understands the price for, paid for their freedoms, we're going to have a completely different country. And that is the answer to America's dilemma, right there.
And that, and the understanding we are not a democracy. I'll never forget, I was 33 years old, and I graduated from school. I was mitered in history. I had a 5 out of Kappa Chi and honors. And by that time, of course, I was a physician. And I sat down and watched a television program one evening that changed my life. Because this old man came on the screen and said, we're not a democracy. Well, I knew we were a democracy. I mean, I'd gone all the way through school and through college and graduate school. And I knew we were a democracy. And for the first time, I was caused to challenge everything I believed. And that sudden realization that my school has lied to me, my college has lied to me, television had lied to me. Yeah. Everybody had lied about what America is. America's republic, and there's no similarity between a republic and a democracy. Oh, they'll tell us we're a democratic republic.
That's
no,
right.
We're not. We're a republic. A democracy always ends up in catastrophe, and that's just what's happening today. You're seeing flagrant crime all across America. We have a massive debt that'll never be paid off. And this country is going to be destroyed, and depends upon how the American feel and people feel, and whether they're willing to fight for our freedom, as to whether we will regain our republic, or whether we will simply become another one of the series of democracies as has existed down since the inception of civilization. Every democracy fails because people vote for the people who promise to give them the most. They vote themselves into financial insolvency. And the nation is destroyed. Go right ahead, Bradley.
You know, what's also interesting about that is I've heard, I'm a preacher first and foremost. First and foremost, you don't get one without the other. I am a Christian. I don't remove that hat for anybody. And I say that with all due respect to my Heavenly Father. But in saying that, if we don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, we're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. And we can clearly see what Senator John Glenn said. He said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, he said we could not passed or enact most of the bills that we pass around here. See, and America needs to understand that we are ruled by law, not by opinion. And in saying that as well, we also have to keep in mind that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. The way that we get rid of all these 10,000 man's commandments is by basically bringing forth the resurrection of God's 10 commandments, and we can sweep away man's 10,000 commandments, because really that's what it's based off of anyways. And policy just wants to get away from law anyways. In saying that again as well, Stan, I did a interview with WCCO here in Minneapolis, and Chad Hartman's kind of the hot shot here. And I gave a prayer at the state capitol in the state of Minnesota here, and I invoked the name of Jesus Christ several times, of course, because when I look at that Capitol building, I can walk inside, and as I walk behind the Supreme Court chambers, I see a big mural of Moses awaiting the divine commandments, the Ten Commandments of God. And when I walk out of that room, I can also look up above, and it says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Either we're going to be ruled by God, or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. And that's exactly what, again, our forefathers warned us. As a matter of fact, that is the Declaration of Independence.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Bradley D.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton is honoring our armed forces. They're the people who have kept our country free for over 200 years. It's the members of our nation's military who have sacrificed so we can enjoy the freedoms our Constitution guarantees. They deserve our salute. This tribute is from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. That's 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, and back here, our guest is Bradley Dean. If you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Bradley, would you like to get your address out, your email, your website, so people would know where they can go and get your information?
Sure. Concerning the high school assembly program, we have a 7-hour documentary. It's a 5-part, 7-hour documentary. Which actually brings you into the public arena. It's live footage. It has a couple kickouts where some of the teachers didn't agree with life and or our Constitution, so they decided to shut the assembly down, and it completely backfired every time. If you'd like to check that out, it's called My War, and it's on youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com. Or you can also pick up a new comic book that I just finished, which is also called My War. It's my testimonial. It's by a comic artist, DC Comics, as well as Marvel, Danny Bulinati. That as well is on youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, and both products are second to none as far as quality goes.
All right, fine. Well, I think we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Susan, and I'm calling because I'd like him to address the illegal immigration bill that we what we can do about that. I urge that we call, as the representatives ask us to call, to say no bill on the floor and about defunding Obamacare. And could he say his name again slowly?
It's Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any comment at all on the immigration bill or the Obamacare bill?
I say both need to be trashed. I just got one question I'd like to submit to the American people, if you don't mind me asking a question, being put a question to me, is the fact that if the American people are such in massive support of the Obama administration, then why does he need 30 million illegal immigrants to come into this country? And I think that should be enough within itself. Outside of Obamacare, there's nothing constitutional about it. It's unconstitutional, and it is illegal. Therefore, if it is illegal, it is null and void.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is to destroy America. There really are people who hate America. Among them are certainly Obama, but the people who put him in power, they really want a multicultural, multilingual society. In fact, I was reading an article just the other day about how Hollywood now is thinking about turning out films in Spanish because we have such a large contingent of people here in the United States who speak Spanish because they don't want to be Americans. They come here for the good life, but they don't want to be American. They want, of course, to change America. And the people who put Obama in power, the people who really run America, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, hates America. That's what the immigration bill is all about. Of course, Obamacare is aimed at bankrupting America. And they're going to become law. Unless the American people are willing to get involved, and you may think you can just live the good life and just stay out of politics, ladies and gentlemen, you can't. You're on one side or the other, either involved or you're part of the problem. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Well, I'd like to add one more thing to that, too. We need to keep in mind, right before the last break here, I'd said during that segment that government does not have a right to break the law. They derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Read the Declaration of Independence. And if liberty is the right to do what the law permits, the only thing that they can do is what you let them get away with. Nothing more and nothing less. They don't have the right to break the law. And if you were simply, let's say this, if out of gratitude you are so thankful for the price paid for your freedoms, America, you'll take the time to read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution of the United States, which, by the way, should take you probably about an hour and a half at most to say thank you. If you want to ever take the time to empty your correctional facilities with all the young people in the millions, $64 billion a year that bureaucracy makes off of crime. If you ever want to capture the next generation, if you ever want to love on them enough to stand up and fight for them, because we got to keep in mind, God is willing to give us what we've always been willing to fight for. The way to do that is to show them the price paid for their freedoms and to actually have them take the time to read the founding documents. And once they take the time to read the founding documents, it's going to be all over for this administration, the next administration, so on and so forth. And that's what the American people have failed to do, again, is to show the price paid for the freedoms in which they have. Because once you show them the price, you don't have to make them read their founding documents. They're going to want to read their founding documents.
I agree with you. We have a wonderful, wonderful country, but unfortunately it's been taken over by evil people who are using the financial and military power of America to bring about a world government. That's why we have almost 1,000 foreign military bases. That's why we have our troop station in 130 nations. We were imposing the globalist views on nations. We're replacing duly elected presidents with people that we want there who go along with the agenda. And our agenda is to bring about a one world government under a different God, because the people who are behind this move towards world government hate Christianity, and one day they will eliminate all the Christians they possibly can. This is not imaginary, it's real, and I hope that you will heed what Bradley's saying. We have an obligation to those people who fought and died in the past, many times in contrived wars. World War I was contrived. World War II was contrived. Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War I, Gulf War II, they're all contrived wars. We don't let our boys win these wars. We just allow them to fight and bleed and suffer and die. Vietnam was brought about because of a phony Gulf of Tonkin incident, because they wanted the destruction. Why did they want a destruction? So they could bring in the Great Society. So they could bring socialism and all these wonderful programs to America, Medicare, certainly the war on poverty, certainly expand government control over education, over every aspect of our lives. And where is the outcry from the American people? Why, of course, we were living the good life. Why were we concerned just because 58,000 American boys died in Vietnam? Go right ahead, Bradley.
Yeah, and that's the sad part about it. You know, oftentimes what I hear too, Stan, talking about that certain topic, I'd like to get back to what we were talking about in a couple minutes before the last segment there, but it's interesting. I'll hear people talk about, you know, when I'm talking about the honor that should be giving to the veterans, I'm also speaking first and foremost to the captain of my salvation. I'm a preacher, so I'm teaching you natural things while I'm teaching you spiritual things. The greatest sacrifice known to mankind is God laying his son's life down upon the cross and bleeding Calvary as the propitiation for the sins of the world. So I think that is very important. The most important thing that I have to say today, or any other day that I have the opportunity to say anything. But what I'd like to say is the fact that when I talk about honoring our veterans, it's interesting, almost without fail, I'll get someone to say, you know, those were unconstitutional wars. Those were wars that shouldn't have been fought. Those are wars that we don't have the right, Bradley, to go out there and police the world. And I look back at them and I say, you're exactly right. So why didn't you stop all these wars that were contrived only to feed the military complex before they actually sent your boys over there through Congress in the first place? And then therein lies the end of the conversation, because once the American people realize that they have to take responsibility for the wars that are taking place, they wouldn't send your kids to war if you stood up, America, because if they are unconstitutional, which they are, then stop them before they send your kids. And I think that's where the American people really need to take their, you know, that's where the buck stops. We need to stop it before it takes place. I mean, look at Vietnam. When did they send all those kids over? Well, not up until the point where those that were in Congress, when their kids had to go, all of a sudden the war was over, but it was okay to send your kids to war. Enough is enough.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Bradley Dean. If a question, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
Join internationally acclaimed doctors Michael Kiriak and Roland Thomas and other health experts for an exciting three-hour conference on the science and benefits of biosuperfood on Thursday, August the 22nd, 6:45 p.m. at the Spring Hill Suites in Denver, Westminster, on Church Ranch Boulevard at 103rd Avenue. Register now at bioage.com or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116 or bioage.com. Leave your name and the number of people in your group. Registration is limited. Pre-registration discount is $10 or pay $20 at the door.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, and people have forgotten that freedom is not free. I mean, basically, if you're not involved, why, we're going to lose our freedom. And in fact, you may be surprised at what sort of short period of time we have before the financial collapse comes. And, of course, they have their camps already for putting people into. Are they certainly militarizing our police to crush people in this country? Are they listening to every one of your telephone conversations? Are they reading all of your emails and faxes? Oh, it's all read by computers. But believe me, they control those computers, and they have certainly their cameras on every street corner. Oh, that's in the name of fighting crime. Why do we need it now? Well, because we have so much crime. Why do we have so much crime? Well, we've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and told our kids to do whatever they want to. And we allow certainly millions of people to come in gangs from below the border. And we have these gangs all across America. The tempo of violence and murder is increasing. Even the little town where I live, suddenly within this last 6 to 9 months, a tremendous increase in the number of people murdered, most of it gang murders. And where are the people? Oh, well, we want to have the good times. You know, football season is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're not involved, we're going to lose freedom. This is not imaginary. It's real. And you need to be out there in the audience getting the information, listening to what Bradley has, and then getting involved, because freedom is not free. It's lost when good people are not involved. People from all over the world try to come to America with a hope of living a better life, and people living in America have become so complacent that that better life will soon be simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead.
Can I give the phone number, Dr. Stan, to can I give the phone number to the main switchboard for the U.S. House of Representatives? It's 202-225-3121. The website is house.gov/representatives, plural.
Give that telephone number one more time.
Sure. The switchboard is 202-225-3121. If you don't know the name of your representative, just ask the switchboard operator for your state, who are the representatives, and contact them one by one. And you can call Boehner's office at 202-225-6205.
All right. Well, thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome.
Bradley, what are your parting thoughts? We're just about out of time.
Well, I just would like to say this, that one of the stories that I was sharing is that I was on a WCCO here in Minneapolis here, and Chad Hartman, he's kind of a hotshot in Minneapolis, wanted to get me up on the radio, and we were talking about some of the topics that we were talking about, basically foundational, like when I say the Bible is the rock upon which every republic rests, so on and so forth. Well, he called me a bigot. He called me, you know, every name under heaven. What's interesting is when you look at our foundations, there's nothing but contrived from Scripture, 34% of them, in fact. But I had said to him, so, Bradley, what's your opinion? And I said, there's the problem right there, Chad. I said, the problem with the American people is we used to be rooted in the same principles, and we'd have similar opinions based on those principles. Now we're not partaking in the same principles, and we wonder why we're so divided. And it was God that said that if you turn your back or if you don't want to serve me, I'm going to turn that nation into hell. And so here we are. And the American people, I just say to you, I don't understand what is so hard about standing up for the freedoms in which men fought, bled, and died to give us. I think the way that we win the day is we call upon the name of the Lord of heaven in Jesus' name, just the way that our forefathers did, all 56 signers. Less than 3% of the population was used by God to establish the country that we have 237 years later. And I say this, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where God failed a faithful man. Nowhere. And I believe that if the Lord said he's not a man that he should lie, he's not a man that he should lie. We can win the day. If we love him, if we love our country, let's stand up and fight for it, because we can do this, and I believe we can.
I agree with you totally. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are out there in the listening audience, you must realize that you must be involved, not sometime in the future, going to the polls every 4 years or 2 years to vote. You vote for the candidate of their choice, not for the candidate of your choice. And you need to be involved. Maybe you need to run for office. I've run for Congress on several occasions, and it's had an impact getting ideas out. And in some ways, I'm glad I didn't win, because I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. And I really believe we reach far more people, certainly by radio, or as certainly as Bradley is doing, talking to high school audiences across America. How do you get yourself invited to give talks at the high schools, Bradley?
Usually what will happen is I'll be doing a radio interview, or they'll see one of our TV programs, or they'll see one of our videos on YouTube, or they'll see one of my articles on 37 outlets across the country, starting with WND, WorldNet Daily, and then we got Western Journalism, Freedom Outpost, and the such. And what they'll do is they'll invite us in, and usually what will happen is if a parent stands up, they make the contact with the principal, and then they hand it over to the girls at the office here, and we teach them, and we tell them that we teach a constitutional message, which we do, and we just go through the whole rigmarole, and then we go through the process of sometimes waiting up to 2 years to get that high school. But we stay the course through perseverance, and we win the day. And the way that we do that is we just, again, have the parents involved, get us in contact with your principal, and we'll do what we can do. You can run international.com. You can run international.com.
Well, I'm glad that you certainly are affiliated with WorldNet Daily. Joseph Farah is a friend. He's doing a wonderful, wonderful job of getting information out, ladies and gentlemen out there in the audience. You've got to learn who you can trust. And most of the media, most of the websites are, well, very questionable. I think most of them are infiltrated. I think all in all, Joseph Farah with WorldNet Daily does a wonderful job. And I think Bradley does a wonderful job as well. I want to thank you so very much for being with us this morning. Do you have a parting thought? We've got about a minute.
No, again, I just believe that if we can stand up and we can keep in mind of how our foundations were established. We threw off a tyrant by the name of King George, and I believe it's time that we lawfully and peacefully do the same thing today. We begin to resist unlawful measures because they're coming down like rain upon the land right now. And when we come together, because I do tea parties all across the country, Stan, and I'm seeing an undertow, I'm seeing where the American people, through a grassroots level, are beginning to say we need to come together. And if we do come together, that's what's going to be able to stand against what's going on today. And again, the majority of the American people are saying the same thing. Shut the TV off, friends, and start tuning into radio shows such as Stan's and the such, and start getting the facts. Know your foundations, because if you don't know your foundations, you don't know where you came from, therefore you don't know where you're going. But when you do take the time, stand upon that rock, and let's see what God will do for our generation, because the Bible says he's faithful to 1,000 generations.
God bless. Thanks very much, Bradley.
Thank you.
Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Bradley Dean. And Sydney, this is the time when I need to remind you that freedom is not free. It's under attack today. They have their cameras all across America. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're not primarily there to protect you from crime. They're there to watch you. They have a dossier on you, therefore not just one. There's an FBI, a CIA, DARPA, certainly Office of Homeland Security. They have dossiers. I've seen my dossier. I saw it 20 years ago, page after page after page, blacked out in the name of national security. Of course, they censored it before they sent it out, but they did send along all the clippings they had. They had clippings of every talk. I used to give talks all across the country, and every place I ever went, and there was a little note in the newspaper, somebody had to cut that out and put it in my FBI file. And ladies and gentlemen, you may not be very active, but believe me, they have a file on you. And then there are all put together in what they call fusion centers. That's where they correlate. And you can look this up on the Internet. Don't take what I say as fact. I go up and look up the word fusion center, and you'll find they have the fusion centers. That's where they correlate all of your dossiers. And you think, oh, well, I'm not going to do anything bad. I have nothing to fear. Ladies and gentlemen, they hate you because you're a Christian. They hate humanity. Well, we're dealing with people who have killed hundreds of millions of people, and they intend to kill billions more. And if you doubt that, get a copy of the Earth Charter, or read it through, written by some of the most powerful people in the world. Get my treatise on the Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda, just type it in on the Internet, put my name or Radio Liberty, or if you can't find it there, you can find it on my website at RadioLiberty.com. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk. It's on DVD. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Or my other talk on population control, the secret agenda. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on Agenda 21. Or certainly our talk on population control. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there live 4 hours a day. That's 4 hours besides this hour. And then, of course, we have all of our programs are archived there going back for 6 weeks. But you certainly, you'll find out the list of all of the videos and DVDs and tape sets and the other things we have there. Certainly you'll be fascinated watching the material that we have available at our website. That's RadioLiberty.com. But the most important thing is you can hear our other radio programs and then get other people listening. And then you get started calling your congressman and you start finding a new person to run for Congress in your area. Understand the media is controlled. Your newspaper is probably controlled. You're lucky if you have an honest radio station. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian, pointing out that the media in America is controlled. They control what you think. They control what you believe. They control what you our religious organizations, and they've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. And there's only a few churches out there that are still preaching the traditional Christian message. Otherwise, it's the fact that God loves everybody, and we got absolutely nothing to worry about. And we're all going to get raptured out before anything bad happens, so you don't have an obligation to be involved. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you do have an obligation to be involved for the price that good men pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they're ruled by evil men, and we are ruled by people who worship Satan today. Until tomorrow at the same time, I have to stand goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make